Republicans gathered in Boulder while Democrats were down the road in Broomfield. Turnout at each event was strong. Scout Ennis lives in Boulder and is a Republican delegate.
You know, politics can change in a second. I mean, just last week, Walker wasn't supposed to be here, and now he's having to fight, you know, in the state assembly.
State Treasurer Walker Stapleton was petitioning his way onto the June primary ballot, but after the firm collecting signatures for him was accused of acting improperly, he abruptly switched gears. That meant he needed at least 30% of the votes from delegates like Ennis.
I think a lot of people are throwing their support behind him just because he has the money, he has the name recognition, but I don't see a lot of enthusiasm for him.
Ultimately, Stapleton received 44% of the vote, and former Parker Mayor Greg Lopez pulled in 33%. Delegate Dave DeCenso of Pueblo says he'll back the eventual nominee, but so far he says he's not impressed with Stapleton.
He might have solutions, but he doesn't articulate the problem. You want to know the ABC method? Articulate the problem, brainstorm solutions, and choose.
Stapleton touted his ability to do the right thing.
We have a bunch of professional politicians who promise the world but never deliver and have no integrity. That has never been me.
The biggest surprise of the GOP assembly was Cynthia Kaufman being dropped from the governor's race. Early in the day, the state's attorney general was booed after giving a speech criticizing Stapleton. In the end, she only got 5% of the delegate vote. At the Democratic Assembly, like in the March caucus, former state treasurer Kerry Kennedy had a strong showing. She's running for governor and got 62% of the vote.
I have people all across the state who are helping support my campaign financially. I will have the resources to win this election.
Democrat Millie Perez is a first-time delegate and former Puerto Rico resident. She backs Kennedy.
They have almost the same perspective, but Kennedy, he have more spunk.
Perez was referring to Congressman Jared Polis. He's petitioning on the ballot, but also went through the assembly. Christopher Nicholson helped Polis reach the threshold of more than 30% of the vote. He says he's pleased Polis could be the first openly gay man elected governor in the nation.
Colorado has an opportunity to send a message to the entire country that it stands for inclusion.
Some political observers see the upcoming midterm elections and these local races as a referendum on President Trump. Morgan Carroll heads the Colorado Democratic Party, and even though the base is mobilized, she says Democrats aren't taking anything for granted.
I think people are going to leave here ready to work, and they're ready. They're not assuming a blue wave. They're ready to work for it, and I think we'll see it.
But Republicans think the country and economy are headed in the right direction. Riley Buford is a youth pastor and GOP delegate from Ordway.
I wish that we would back our president. I wish we would go and make our campaign the opposite and say that we like what Trump is doing. We see what he's doing is working, and we want to stand behind and represent the president and not go against him. We can't fight against each other. We need to unify.
Other candidates who are petitioning onto the ballot, like Lieutenant Governor Donna Lynn and Republican businessman Victor Mitchell, are still waiting on the Secretary of State's office to verify their signatures to see if they can move on to the June primary and ultimately the general election. I'm Benta Berkland.